lying, and Greta Garbo is probably crying while...
Good morning, Mr. Average Sized. Your mission, should you choose to accept it, is to review the latest film in 4 minutes or less. Good luck, Kev.
That's right, we are joined this morning by Average Sized, Mr. Kevin Suarez, to give us a little update on one of the latest flicks. Kev, good morning.
Good morning, Sean.
Now, I can't guess. I have no idea. What film are we looking at today? What film series, in the latest film series are we looking at today?
I feel like I pulled the wool over your eyes here because, surprise, surprise, it's Mission Impossible Fallout.
Fantastic. Okay, this is the latest entry, I believe number 6 in the Mission Impossible franchise.
Yeah, they just get better and better.
Good old Tommy Cruise still at the helm. What did we think?
I thought that it was a pretty fantastic film. So just to recap what the movie more or less is about. So Tom Cruise is back as Ethan Hunt with his team, joined by Ving Rhames and Simon Pegg. And it follows on very directly from the previous film, Number 5. It's the first time it's more of a direct sequel rather than just another case. And the main antagonist has been not let out of jail, but has been transported. And his disciples are trying to break him out and cause 3 simultaneous terrorist events around the world. So then it's up to the Impossible Missions team to stop him.
Well, one of the reviews I've seen already has called this one of the greatest action movies, possibly one of the greatest action movies of all time. Now, that is big, big praise. And I'm quite an action movie fan, I should say. Looking at some of the past films, you reckon it ramps this one up?
It definitely ramps it up. So, I mean, admittedly, the first 3 movies were a bit of a blur, weren't they?
I mean, the first 3 Mission Impossible films, they're very much like those Jason Bourne films. I mean, there's exciting colours and movement, but I really have no idea what the plot was, what was going on in those films. I'm kind of like just one of my little 2-year-old niece being plonked down in front of an episode of Peter Rabbit. I've got no idea, but I kind of like it.
But yeah, it started with the 4th and the 5th movies where people started realizing, oh my gosh, yes, this franchise actually is pretty good. And you know what? With number 6, I would have to say, yeah, it tops them all. Because even though the previous 2 had their own signature scenes, like climbing up the Burj Khalifa or the underwater scene from the previous film, this one maintains excellent action scenes throughout, and there's no like signature scene for this one because it's just so hard to choose between them. All of the action scenes are equally great, but that being said, it does honor the original series, unlike the first 3 movies, by having more deception, and deception being more of a focus in a lot more of the scenes. So trying to pull the wool over the eyes of the bad guys and trying to get some information out of them and not resorting to any actual violence. And just being a generic shoot-em-up sort of action movie was the main criticism of the first 3 by critics, aside from myself. And so I thought it was a great way to look back at the past to also go towards the future. Other than that, one of the great things about the movie is that it's got the same writer and director working on both sides. So it's Chris McQuarrie. And for a lot of action movies and dramas, it gets a bit weird when there's, you know, 5 writers and then the director is not part of the writing team. And then, you know, there might be a good idea on paper, but then, you know, in action, it just doesn't quite work out. But here, that's not the case. You can tell when Chris McQuarrie was writing the movie, he could very vividly picture exactly how he wanted it to be depicted on the screen. And so he directed the movie itself as well. And I would have to say that it makes... Like, it's so good, his direction, that it makes stuff that's a little old hat, like a bike chase through France. I mean, we've seen bike chases before, haven't we?
Yeah. I mean, if you look at the Tour de France right now, we're seeing a whole bunch of bike chases through France.
Exactly. But just the direction makes it feel fresh. It makes it feel more action-packed, especially since, to my understanding, Chris tries to rely on as little as possible on CGI and on green screens and so on. He tries to make everything look legitimate, like it's actually happening on the streets of France. And that's what makes it even more tense than some other generic action movies. You can tell when it's CGI, when it's fake blood, whatever. But here, there's a sense of realism throughout all of these action scenes.
And just as a final point, good old Tommy Cruise, he's back for this latest installment, I should say. But they've also brought in good old Mr. Superman, Henry Cavill, into this one. Can Tommy Cruise keep up? I mean, he's in such good shape for a man of his advanced years, at least in the action movie game. He's certainly in great shape, but can he keep up with this sort of very strenuous kind of films he keeps doing?
He definitely can keep up. Like, he's the focus of most of the action scenes, actually. And Henry Cavill and his infamous moustache, not so much. Like, he doesn't have as many scenes, but I think that Tom Cruise still has a couple of movies left in him.
Good on him. Well, regular size Kev, average size Kev, thank you very much.
You're welcome.